South Africa investigates white farmer for ex-posts critical of racist politicians. By Joel B. Polak on April 30, 2025. The government of South Africa announced Wednesday that it is investigating a farmer for his social media posts that allegedly spread racist and false information that reached decision-makers in the United States. Government notes investigation into ex-account promoting racism and misinformation. Government has noted media reports which claimed that Mr. Sebastian Yusta, a 46-year-old former farmer, is behind the social media account Boer at TwitterBiz, on X, formerly Twitter, which pic.twitter.com/7martinskoav. South African Justice, Crime Prevention and Security at RSA_JCPS, April 30, 2025. The announcement came after News24.com, a South African news website, conducted an investigation to reveal, i.e. to dox, the owner of an account on X, formerly Twitter, known as TwitterBiz, with which Elon Musk had interacted. News24.com claimed the account has posted racist tropes and that the owner, Sebastian Yusta, is one of the leading figures posting information about farm murders and attacks. The tactics used by News24.com to target a private citizen recall those used by CNN during the first Trump administration, when it pursued ordinary people who unknowingly joined fake Russian Facebook groups. A separate investigation by South African political news website PoliticsWeb found that the TwitterBiz account had not, in fact, created racist content or posted misinformation, but rather had largely focused on reposting racist comments made by South African politicians, including the notorious Kill the Boer chant popularized by Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, head Julius Malema. Some posts had then gone viral. 1. Today at News 24 Today outed the identity of the individual who posts under the handle of a TwitterBiz. They published his name, the names of his father, mother and wife, and pictures of him and where he lives and works. pic.twitter.com/rzoxd2pfl. PoliticsWeb, at PoliticsWeb, April 29, 2025. 15. The post which put a target on the back of a TwitterBiz, and likely triggered the obsessive investigation by at News 24 to get him, was another one on March 21, 2025. Here he simply reposted a video of Malema chanting Kill the Boer on Human Rights Day. PoliticsWeb, at PoliticsWeb, April 29, 2025. Last month, the South African Police Services, SAPS, announced an investigation into the alleged treason of Afrikaner activists who had traveled to the U.S. to share concerns about their government's policies. It is the position of the South African government, and the consensus in much of the South African media, that the problem in U.S.-South African relations is misinformation, and not South Africa's actual policies. The apartheid regime, which enforced racist white minority rule from 1948 to 1994, regularly targeted critics in exactly the same manner. Ironically, South Africa appeared this week at the International Court of Justice, ICJ, in The Hague to complain about Israel's alleged violations of Palestinian human rights in Gaza. The South African representative did not mention the plight of the remaining Israeli hostages in Hamas captivity. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.